calling the Rivendell Community Services District.
All
Please
right.
stand for the
If
flag.
we could all stand and face the flag. Hand over heart, ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Maybe we have roll call for this.
All right, Vice President Altamirano,
Here.
President Leja,
Here.
Director Skrbellis,
Here.
Director Treva,
Here.
Director Murphy.
Here.
Okay. Do we have any public comments? Okay. Moving on to item five, consent calendar. Does anybody wish to pull an item? Oh.
I'll move for approval of the consent calendar.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed or abstentions? Motion carries 5-0. Okay, item six, correspondence and related information. Looks like we have none. Moving on to item seven, reports. And we will start with 7B, emergency and incident report.
All right, Chief Wei, normally this would have been done in the second meeting of May, but obviously he was busy responding to the Bain fire. So the board had asked if we defer April stats to tonight's meeting. So he is here tonight to give those April stats.
Hello, good to see you all again. April, we had 284 incidents. I just noticed a little error on the bottom. I have 288, but it was 284. That was actually a decrease in four calls from the previous year. Like normal, 71% of our calls are the medical type of emergencies. Traffic collisions at 11.3% of our calls. We had one residential structure fire. They responded to three wildland fires and one vehicle fire, which is actually down from the previous time. Give you a little report on the Bain, why I was missing the Bain fire. We finally had that finished. We were in unified command with Riverside City at 1,473 acres. One structure was destroyed on the Riverside City side of the fire, and five structures were damaged over there as well. One firefighter was injured and four civilian injuries, and the cause of the fire is still under investigation and an active investigation as well. And then a little update on May, a little bit of kind of keeping up with these wildland fire things. We've been really active with our weed abatement inspections. We pretty much got all of the vacant parcels inspected, and I brought Michelle Starkey from our fire marshal's office that oversees that program to give you a report out on that.
Yeah, we inspected 247 vacant parcels. 110 of those resulted in a notice of violation that they were issued. So they have 30 days to comply with the weed abatement. If they do not, then it moves forward to a forced abatement.
How long do they have to comply?
They have 30 days.
And then can they ask for an extension?
They could, however, it would really depend if something was happening. If they were actively working on it, then we could work with them on it.
Okay. All right.
So I want to make sure I've got these numbers
Sure.
down correctly. 247 vacant lots, 110 not in compliance with weed. So you sent out the 30-day notice.
Correct.
And then you're historically, what kind of compliance do you get from the letters?
There's actually a good amount of people that comply with the letter, getting that first letter. Sometimes there's a few stragglers that aren't getting their property. Maybe they didn't get the notice. The owners just ignored it because they're out of state, out of country. Who knows? But for the most part, we get a pretty good amount of compliance with that letter.
And the owner of record is the person on the tax assessment roll.
Correct.
And then when did that 30-day clock start ticking? A couple weeks ago or?
Yeah, the notice went out, I believe it was the 21st with the first batch, and I want to say it was the 28th
Yeah,
for the second
28%.
batch.
Okay.
So we give them 30 days from the postmark date, and then we kind of usually wait one more day just to make sure that they received it in the mail before we start the reinspections.
And the method for reinspection is aerial or visiting the site
It will
or
be driving to the
driving.
site.
Okay. All right. All right. That answers my questions on that. I am interested in the number of parcels that had to get the forest abatement. So when you guys know that number, if you could include it in your next regular update,
Yeah,
it'd be
absolutely.
useful.
Yeah, we will give you a report on which parcels we actually went out to inspect, which ones received the notice of violations, which ones will get forced abatement, and then if it winds up having to go to the lien process when the county is done with that, we will also give you that information as well.
I'm not so much interested in the 110 people that you had to send a note to. I'm interested in the number of people that didn't react.
Sure.
Nice. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? I just have one quick. Is that something that is kind of an annual thing that you do it like in a certain month?
Correct.
Okay, so there some of the owners probably expect it annually.
Yeah, usually it typically starts in about April, but we didn't get to it until May this year.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your report. I don't see general manager and staff reports.
Okay, I got a few updates. First one on the dais is a flyer for our employee appreciation picnic. Do you have that, Melissa, to put on the screen or no? No. Okay. Can I see this really fast? All right. So this year is going to be Wednesday, July 15th. As we did last year, the board members are invited. Be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's going to be at the same location, Rancho Jurupa Park. I think under the same canopy as last time. And this year it's Hawaiian themed. So get excited about that. Let us know if you're interested in attending so we make sure we have enough food for everybody. So that will be coming up in a few weeks or 6 weeks, I guess. Second, this happened 4 hours ago. But there's a pretty monumental, I guess, event, you can call it. There was the District at Hooper Valley groundbreaking. That was right off the 30th and Frontage Road. So, for those of you, and I know three board members attended, for those of you who listened to what the owners were saying is they've been working on this for close to a decade, and they're finally at this point where they're starting to push some dirt around. So I don't think their formal track map is recorded, but they did get their mass grading permit, and they have quite the number of pieces of equipment out there moving around. It looked like they were playing a game of soccer if you saw them, because they're like all like going. Earlier. So I had a couple of pictures and I clicked them over to Melissa. Not the best quality, but there they are. So I don't know if any of the other board members had any comments about the groundbreaking. But I mean, one of the comments that kind of stuck out to me that one of the owners said that this is the largest mixed land use development in the Inland Empire,
Yeah.
which that's monumental. So with all the different, residential, commercial, there's hospitality, that's what's going there. There's parks. I'm pretty sure that this site will have the first fully adaptive park, right? You might know more about that than I. I heard that a couple of years ago. I don't know if that's still in the plan or not. But regardless, it's a monumental project and it has huge implications not only for Rubidoux, but the city of Poopa Valley. So that was a few hours ago.
One of those retail places will bring in over $70 million a year. Just one that's planning to come in.
I do have a question. Traffic in that area is going to be tremendously impacted.
Definitely.
I imagine so. I think they had to submit, I don't know what their traffic plan looks like. It's my understanding that they have to widen Rubidoux Boulevard.
Yeah,
Does that
for
sound familiar?
parking.
Okay. And then there'll be like in-track roads. If you saw their kind of site plan, you'll see the in-track roads. But I know it's going to be difficult. And then kind of getting on and off the 60 freeway right there, it's already difficult at times. That's going to be even more difficult.
To be the largest shopping center. So yeah, I expect that, and then with what was coming, but it's not anymore.
Yeah.
That would have been even worse as far as traffic. But I mean, we have people fighting for commercial sites and restaurants. That brings traffic. So does housing. Everything will bring traffic. But this is the growth that the city needs, and all that is going to end up coming back into our city to be able to improve infrastructure. A lot of that is coming in. Especially, it is going to impact our RCSD infrastructure that is
Yeah.
coming in off of 34th Street. So we're getting sewers and street, and part half of those blocks are So that's going to affect where the pet is at, where the issue, remember, where the, I think there was flooding around that area. There was times that there's flooding because things happen. So adding those sewers, gutters, and the gutter sewers on and
Storm drains,
septic
storm drains.
channels off of that one right by that building. So it should really help out everybody around. So.
But I think in the approval process, you would know, they included improvements to the pot
There's
frame.
millions of dollars. Yeah, that's
To
pretty
Mission
much.
Boulevard,
It's actually
like
goes.
beautification.
It goes into a
It's
pool.
gonna widen it, right?
No, it's so yes, they're supposed to, Caltrans is supposed to get involved. So that
Yeah.
includes Rio Vista, the district. All of them are putting money into it. Once the Caltrans comes and takes it, it should improve that, but it's not part of this project.
Okay.
So they're paying into it.
So it will
It
happen.
will happen down the line. But
What
this
about
project,
schools?
what about schools? We have very low attendance,
Yeah, we
Eric.
don't need more schools.
The dwelling unit fee for schools is something around $20,000. That's like per dwelling unit, per house. And then there's another fee that's associated with industrial and commercial, and it's based on square footage. I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but it's something like 50 cents or $2 per square foot. And they've got like a million square foot building. That money gets paid to the school district, who then uses that to do whatever kind of physical improvements for schools that they're going to do, like build schools or expand schools
But
or
our school
remodel
district
schools.
isn't doing anything. They actually have low enrollment.
But
So
they are renovating schools.
all of our schools are being renovated, but that's from those funds that have been
Right.
approved. But it does pay into that right there is going to improve our entire city. That development's going to make such an impact just because of the revenue that's coming in, not because of the houses that are coming in, but the revenue that it's going to generate. Plus, we'll have somewhere to go have lunch
Yeah.
and walking distance. It's going to be right off the freeway. So, this is going to impact people that are not just in our city, but driving by to get off and shop here, just like the shops on Tyrite in that area. Again, revenue into our city that we haven't had before. So, this is really going to impact all of us. It's going to hopefully we will be able to use that funding to improve a lot of our infrastructure. And then when Rio Vista comes in, that is also going to be added to that. But this development here has a lot of community benefits, millions of dollars that are supposed to be invested back in Rubidoux. They're supposed to stay in Rubidoux as long as the council keeps that money here. Yeah. So
Yeah.
that's a fight we all have to get involved with.
But the other remark that was made is that land area is enough to fit five Disneylands there.
They made that
Correct.
comment at
Yeah. It's
Disneyland plus
three.
California Adventure or just Disneyland? I mean,
This side was three Disneyland.
three Disney.
But I was happy driving there because I did go, but it was a little bit after the speeches. I took the long way and I went through all the empty streets and all the streets that people usually have the dump sites. And it was just emotional for me to know that this is going to be the last time that we drive through this area or that it looks like this,
Yeah.
right? Because it's supposed to change all the entire area. And a lot of it, as we were there, we saw a truck pull over to start dumping stuff.
They're gonna have
Yeah, so
to find a
they.
new spot.
Yeah, they own all that, so it's sad, but this is it's going to make a big impact in our entire city, not just Rubidoux. It should and be a positive impact.
Well, because they said they're wanting it to be a destination.
It's
So,
supposed to be, yeah, it's
any
supposed to
parks
be.
being built over there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Three parks.
We wanted an amphitheater in the
And
middle.
if I may, one
Oh,
thing
yeah.
very, very proud of, I've been working for 8 years for this. We could finally get our first all-inclusive
More
park.
inclusive,
Yeah.
that's what, yeah.
Yeah.
And
That's
I've
like,
been
yeah.
working on that with Kobe for 8 years, and I'm thrilled that it's finally going to happen.
You're welcome. I was wondering about my things was too, making sure that we have open space and parks, but amphitheater in the middle of the whole event for people to gather. And this was in the talk straight after COVID when everybody was shut down. And it's like, okay, we need somewhere to go, right? Something open, something close for Rubidoux that's part of JRPD, that's part of the park that is public for everyone. So that was something that they put in the middle of it, right in the middle. And there's a
And being
walking
all
trail.
inclusive like that, it's going to be the only one within so many miles of this area. So it will be a destination park that people are going to want to bring their kids to.
Yeah, so it's going to be number two to Shadow Rock.
Yep.
So that would be
All
cool.
right. So that was that. So more to come on that. And then third update yesterday, I had mentioned this at the last meeting, but the Rubidoux Library had their summer kickoff, and that was yesterday, and we attended it, and there's Miguel right there. I don't know if you have anything else to add. I got a report out from Melissa. There's like 40 to 50 families in total that went. So 40, 50 families, couple of kids, 200 people or so. So that was yesterday. So we attended that, and we just have the one picture to show. All right, and did you have an update?
Yeah, I was just going to say that for the last meet at the last board meeting, Director Murphy, I know that you asked for the cost of savings that we're anticipating from changing our motors and such. That'll be given to you at the next meeting. So I just wanted to give you a heads up that's coming at our next meeting.
Okay. That concludes item 7C.
Okay. And 7D, we have no committee reports. And that looks like for 7E, we do not have a student liaison report today.
I don't
So,
think we're going to see her until
until
school starts back up again
the
next
late
school year,
August.
but I'll be in contact with her and I know Bob Green's transition, but whoever's replacing Bob Green, I'll get in
I
contact.
did get good news that what there is somebody
Okay.
in place, so I'll get you that
Okay.
information. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. This I guess we're just moving on to item 8, action discussion items. And that takes us into closed session.
All right.
All right. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Consider the matter that's listed on the agenda and for closed session, and there's no reportable action.
Okay, are we ready to open into open session at 4:42 p.m. coming out of closed session where we have no reportable action? Item 9, director's comments and requests.
I want to make sure everyone knows we're having a rodeo this Friday and Saturday at Ray Thompson Arena. Both gates open at 4. Rodeo starts at 7. I hope everybody got their ticket and we sold out for Saturday. But I'm sure if you guys walk in, we might let you in. Then there's also the Harupa Cup for Harupa AYSO. We're having that on Friday and Sunday. We usually have it on Saturday, but I believe there was a meeting going on, so we had to use Sunday now. So that we have a whole tournament going on at the park. I'll be in charge of making sure everybody's not mad. And the tournament, it goes a little crazy, but we'll be there from 8 in the morning till 3 p.m. So if you guys want to stop by and visit us and see soccer firsthand. But the whole World Cup's coming.
That's this weekend?
Yeah. I know. Three games that my kid has to play if they make it. So that's exciting for them. Not me.
Yeah. Okay, Director Murphy, any comments or requests?
Yeah, so there's that AMI metering. The bids closed on that. Can I imagine at some point in the future you're going to bring that forward to the board? I wanted to let you know some information that I would like to have included in the packet, in the board packet. There were two bids on that. So I'd like to look at the first one and the second one. And what I'm after is the individual line item bids. So that's something that's filled out by the bidder. They have to submit it with the bid package. If you could photocopy that and put it in the bid package. So I'm looking for the ones from both Ferguson Waterworks and Corin Maine and Aquatrax. Specifically, I'm going to be looking at bid item 105 and 205, quantities and unit costs. It's the thing I'm going to be looking for is a comparison of the unit price to what we're currently paying. When we buy a 3/4 inch meter, we're currently paying 250. I'm interested to see what these guys are going to charge us, not just for the most recent bids, but for the prior bids. And then the other thing I'm going to be checking for is shrinkflation. So, because I want to be able to compare apples to apples when I'm making that decision. So if you, when you bring that thing forward, if you could include those, yeah, photocopies of those 6 pages, I think it is.
I got it. And then, yeah, it will be coming for the board. I think tentatively we do have it for 6/18. Is there any other information you want between now and then, Director Murphy, just email me or call me. But I got that information written down here.
That's I don't know what was up with the AquaTrax bid.
I'm sure some, Jacqueline can explain that.
Yeah, I something was really wrong with that. I don't know what. But Ferguson bid with one kind of meter and Core Main bid with another kind of meter. And what I want to do is the units, the quantity for Ferguson was 4,725, and the quantity for Core Main is 3,725, which looks like shrinkflation to me. But I won't know, I wouldn't know unless I know what the unit bid cost was. And I don't know what the deal with bronze versus stainless steel is. I didn't read the specs on it. But if you could include those, should be less than 8 pages, and the contractors filled them out. I don't know what was going on with Walker.
Okay, are we ready to move on to
Brian?
Yes.
Would you please put us together an update on the street sweeping signs, where they are? Are we getting them?
Yep.
Do they exist?
Okay. The signs are there.
Yeah, they're white. They're bleached white. I can't read them.
They were out there today.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Maybe give us on the next board meeting. Let us know where they're.
Okay.
Okay, Director Treva?
No comment.
Okay. And I will just say, I want to thank you, Brian, and the rest of the staff have always been made themselves available to any questions we have in between board meetings. And I appreciate that. That helps me be prepared for the future board meeting. Okay, and with that, we will hold our next meeting Thursday, June 18th, 4 o'clock p.m. And we will adjourn today at 4:47. You get your less than an hour meeting as promised.
Wow, look at that. Man.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Where's the Wi-Fi here?
My CSV. Capital.
Oh, we have to.
Is there one?
No, it doesn't follow. That's a,
yeah, there is.
All right, so back down to one phone.
Yeah,
you know what I found out the problem with the new phone?
What?
I haven't given that number to anybody.
There, but,
so whenever it calls, whenever it rings, it's a problem. The other thing is, this screen is so clean. I realized my old screen is here.
So what you do with your phone?
It's sitting at home. I duct taped the password on it. And then just it sits inside. It's my... That's my. If I ever need to figure out how to
you guys all
start
have
a nice fire, weekend. I can do that.
You have them. All right. Take it easy. Stay cool.
Have a good day.
That's not happening so much. Your team has over there wanted people to have the place on the phone.
Yeah.
I
do. I can try. There's two sides, and I don't know if I have this side.
I already sent it.
So does that look legit?
Where is it?
No.
And it was separated out.
They're trading in blind spot is what they're
doing. I presume the outside is stuck in the back.
They're all in place.
No, okay, let me get Melissa because I have the other side.
Okay. So they're going to go check it out.
Did they bring the book?
Yeah, I always have it. You don't leave home without it. I need to sleep with it underneath your pillow.
I thought that was pretty funny that the one guy with the developer got up and said, well, we bought this land 8 years ago. We didn't know what we were going to do with it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I'm like, wait a minute. I have been at like the dollar store and saw something and said, oh, I'm going to buy that. And then when I get home, it's like, you know what I'm going to do with this. Then there's that property was expensive. I don't know how expensive. They spent millions of dollars getting the paperwork done. They're going to spend tens of millions of dollars getting this work done. And it's like, oh, we don't know what we're going to do. There was